But that's RN News. I'm Jason Walker. Rough weather across a lot of the nation. The system is bringing freezing rain in New England, thunderstorms, heavy snow to the upper west, and our Midwest, rather, and strong thunderstorms to parts of the deep south. Pope Leo the 14th says he's very disappointed that his home state of Illinois had approved a law allowing for the medically assisted suicide, and he called the greater respect of life. Now, Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed that legislation, but the Pope says there were personal efforts to urge the governor to not sign the bill into law.
I spoke very explicitly with Governor Pritzker about that. At that time, the bill was already on his desk. I'm sure also with Cardinal Supich, but we were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end. And unfortunately, for different reasons, he decided to sign that bill. I'm very disappointed about that.
And separately, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has worked to advance a similar measure in the Empire State. High-level talk Sunday. President Trump says he believes both Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin do want to end the war, which is now getting close to 4 years. Mr. Trump welcomes Zelensky to his Florida club Sunday after speaking with Putin by phone earlier in the day. The president says he remains very optimistic, but explains what happens if there's no deal to end the war.
If things don't happen, they keep fighting, and they keep dying. And we don't want that to happen. He doesn't want it to happen. President Putin doesn't want it to happen either.
Officials say at least 13 people are dead in a train derailment in Mexico. This is SRN News. Do you help spread the gospel?
If the answer is no, you are not alone. A new poll from the Barna Group finds just 31% of Christians say they believe that they have a personal responsibility to try and tell others about faith in Christ. That's down from 41% back in 2002, the highest percentage Barna recorded in the past 25 years. The most disturbing thing about these numbers is that even as evangelism wanes, an increasing number of unsaved Americans say they are interested in the gospel. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reaching record levels last year. Federation of Jewish Communities say it registered 4,700 incidents in 2024, 9% more than the year before. Federation says the Czech Republic has been no exception to a global explosive wave of anti-Semitism erupting immediately after Hamas struck Israel. This is SRN News. New York City subway ends its MetroCard era.
MetroCard is New York's last version of what is known as transit currency, which means that you pay good old American dollars for currency that can only be used in the transit system. Omni doesn't have that concept. Omni is just, it is what it is. It's tap to pay.
That is Jody Shapiro, curator of the New York Transit Museum, explains what a MetroCard is. MetroCard collector Lev Radin says he loves the cards.
For me, the most special cards are cards which present in New York City to the world. Not only photos of landmarks, skylines, but also about people who lives and make New York special.
And this is SRN News.